It must be 11:15.
So I want to speak tonight, a small topic with big ramifications, something about can you leave egg and onion overnight? So it all starts with the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin. Many people know this, but many people don't know this. It starts with the Gemara Nida Daf Yud Zayin. Omer b'shim menichai. Chamisha dvorim hein she'oisa oisa mischayev b'nafsho. There's five things. Somebody who does this is mischayev b'nafsho. That means he's chayev misa. V'domei b'reishoi. And Rashi explains, not only is chayev misa, now afterwards when he comes up to Olam Haba, he will still be judged. I mean, the fact that he has to die is not enough of a kapara. Mischayev b'nafsho v'domei b'reishoi. Two things. So the first one on the list is somebody who eats shum kalof, batzil kalof, beitzer kalufa, sh'ova alein alaylo. He eats garlic or onion or eggs that have been peeled and been left overnight. So the Gemara says straight away that the fact that it's left overnight, it doesn't matter if it's in the fridge or it's covered in a box or it's tied up. All these things are irrelevant. If it's left overnight, even if it's tied up, it's ruach ra shor alein. There's a ruach ra. This ruach ra is a dangerous ruach ra, although there are some things that ruach ra don't apply today. But nevertheless, all the poskim can bring this down, besides Shulchan Aruch, which is one of the big kashas. Why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down? Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ben Ishchai, Kafachayim, Chovetz Chaim himself in the Kutei Halochas brings it down, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Stipler, Chazon Ish, from top to bottom. They all bring it down, and they all have this kasha lemaisa. So why didn't Shulchan Aruch bring it down? It's a big kasha, but nevertheless, the fact that Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, it definitely is a sniff why some people would be mekel. But there's such a big amount of poskim that do bring it down. They say this ruach ra is different than all the other ruchos ra'os, because this, when the Gemara especially says, it's an extra reason to be careful, because mischayev b'nafshei v'domi b'roishei, as well the Gemara says chamisha devorim hein, the Ben Ishchai points out, these five things are always going to stay these five things forever after. These five things are ruach ra, shor alei, and it's not worth messing around. So here we go. Oh, you're touching on the right point. So we'll start with what Mr. Rosenbaum said. What kind of egg is it? So there's a machlokes, of course. Some say it's only raw eggs, which you may say is the pashta of the Gemara, but many say it's even cooked eggs. The biggest proof is because the Gemara says that when you peel the egg and you leave it overnight, That is the issa. So peeling egg means it's talking about a cooked egg. Nevertheless, I've checked up with Rabbi Westheim, but I wanted to make sure I'm not being too machme. And Rabbi Westheim said that the minig is to be machme by both. Say cooked egg and say raw egg, keeping it overnight, wherever it is, locked up in the fridge, it doesn't matter, it's a sakana of ruach ra. Now, what other heter can we find for our eggs and onions? So there's one clear heter which the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you have the peel on, which is obvious, if you have the peel on, that itself, there's no ruach ra. And by onions, you can find another heter. If you have the roots, which means but on the onions you have the hairs on top, that's also a heter. Ruach ra will only go if it's completely uncovered. If there's peel on it, the ayat says even there's a little bit of peel. What will happen if you started to peel the egg and you realize halfway, oh bye, I'm going to have to leave it over now, what should I do? The ayat says it's also good enough. Even if a bit of peel, a bit of the roots, and the hairs are left on it, there's no ruach ra on it. So this is by cooked eggs and by raw eggs. What other heter can we find for our eggs and onions? So says the poskim, the smak and the ben ishchai, if it's in a salad. If it's the Chazon Ish, also personalis, if it's mixed with other foods, which is very common. You want to make something for Shabbos, you want to already peel it and get it all ready. So once you've mixed it in a salad, then it's not got a din of beitza anymore. It's together with all other things. And not only that, so you can have just the egg itself. There's another heter if you pour over some salt water or some vinegar. So salt and vinegar has got the koyach to take away ruach ra. So those are already three heterim. If you left the peel on, or if you took the peel off and you've put it in a salad, or you've put salt over it. But the fact that you just cut it up, that's not a heter. There's a mufurash atoitzus in Shabbos. Cutting it up is not a heter. You know, you don't want to just cut it off, say it's not egg anymore. No. It's cut up, it's still a problem. But once you mix it with other things, then it's okay. That's not a problem. That's why the Hasidim, many Hasidim make the egg only on Shabbos morning, because they don't want to be stuck with this, making it before Shabbos and be left overnight.
If you can't peel it, you say, can't peel it on the day.
No. You're allowed to peel it. Yeah, you're allowed to peel it, but... Oh. So how much is called mixed? What's called mixed? You know, I want to make a salad. So I've got lots of cut-up onions, and I want to get out of this problem. So how much do I have to put in enough to call it a salad? So it's a good challenge. So...
You don't have to come to that if you've got salt.
Of course, as long as you put a bit of salt and pepper in, that's already, that's good. But maybe you don't want to put salt and, you know, get it all soggy already. You just want to mix it with some other dry things.
So you've got, like, six eggs, you've got a tiny bit of salt in it, and the tiny bit of salt touches it, you think that's okay?
So I checked up with Reb Osher. There's various different shits. Some say, 10% of it should, 10% of the, yeah, which is quite a lot, or 10% of the something which is mati, which is quite a lot. But anyway, Rabbi Osher Westam said that what many people do, they just have just 2%, just another little bit of 2%. What's the bottom of 2%? Because we know there's something called bottle b'shishim. Bottle b'shishim means if you have 1.5, just over 1.5% of a davar. Or dover issa mixed in, then it's okay. So again, the var bottle b'shishim is that it takes away the taste. So if you've got some issa, which is only a 1/60, then it's bottle b'shishim. So for us, for our things, the fact that you have a little bit of just over bottle b'shishim, just over shishim, a little bit of, let's say, salt or anything else will already take away part of the taste of the onions and will add on some flavour to the onions. Once you've added on some flavour, then it's okay already.
Is that the same percentage of the peel?
What?
Is that the same percentage of the peel you need on?
Yeah, the peel you need on is also, it can be a little bit, yeah. 2%.
What's the head of the carton of egg yolks you buy without a hefsher? It's got a good hefsher,
So here we come to the big shaila. So what's the so we need a heter for big manufacturers and big hotels and catering people that they can't just wake up in the morning and make the hundreds of people's breakfast. So this is old Shiloh. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says a big kiddush, but the Maaseh, this is what's taken on. Now the whole Gemara is only talking about a housewife who wants to make a meal for the next day. But the Gemara, I don't know if this is what Reb Moshe says in Chuvas, but the people that make commercial things, there's no rachra on commercial things. It's a big chiddush. The Maaseh, this I've seen in many sfarim, you all bring down Reb Moshe. Yeah, it's a big chiddush. And not only that, I must say, I saw Shev Talevi, he's one of the big yechidim who are making this whole thing in ruach ra. He's got a whole tshuva in Chelik Vav. And he says, one of the things in Shulchan Aruch, don't bring it down, and he says ruach ra is only like a tchila. And he goes through a lot of kulas, which no other place can bring down. And he says, of course, ashrei me, someone who can be careful in these areas. But for this very reason, he has mati big factories, it's impossible to be careful. So therefore, the fact that it's a big factory and you have to come on to Heterim, so they can rely on the Heter of nowadays and no Rachra.
All the problems
are easy. So what's the hell of the fact? What you say? Oh, So what, when you watch China so much, the fact that it's made commercially, so why is it no longer the fact that a person... I know. The ISA was never made for commercial people. I don't understand it myself. But I'm saying what's the ISA, this is all what we rely on, because we all eat manufactured and So but again for yourself it should be machmir, and for commercial they'll have to come on there, Tatum. Very good. So what do we do with the eved if you found out that you did leave the egg overnight? So there is somebody, the Yad Meir, who wants to say you can wash it off three times through lightning and vasa. However, this is also a shita yichidah. Most people are machmir. And the reason is, again, like we said before, it's more chomo because the Gemara says, Doma b'roisho mischayev b'nafshoi. And I'll just say one quote that the Tzan the Kloisberger Rebbe says in his Divri Yatsev, and Rosh Westam said, I also mentioned this, that he says it's borrowed to him, the fact that there's so many machlas in today is because people are eating these and yonim of onion and eggs and garlic that are left overnight. He says, without a suffix, it's borrowed to him that the machlas are coming from these Ruach Ra's. And Rosh Westam told me as well that he once gave such a shia to the Olam about eating eggs and onions, which are left overnight. And somebody there showed him afterwards, gave him an email, and he said, he's got a writing from a Goyish doctor where somebody, the person's not well, they put next to his bedside an onion, and in the morning they see this onion all shriveled up. What's happened? The onion has eaten up all the bacteria, and it's got it all in the onion. Now this person's going to eat up this onion. Can you imagine what he's eating? This is what Rabbi Asher said, one has to be so careful. Although the Chayre is no raya, this story, because Ruach Ra is not something physical. Even if you don't see the onion shriveled up, one still has to believe the Ruach, the Chachamim, that is the Ruach Ra. And nevertheless, the story points a light. One more place that we have to, where often people fall into this, is on Pesach night. Pesach night, many have the minhag to eat an egg. And often it's already, the Shabbos is before Pesach. So you start making your achonos for the Seder dish, ready before, two nights before. And they come and they eat this egg. So is there a heter for this egg on Pesach night? So there are some that want to say Pesach night is different, even if it's peeled, as Leo Shimurim. There are some that want to say that, but Rebbe Yashuv, he argues with this. He says because Haraya, there's Ruach Ra even on Pesach night, because you have to wash an egel vasa the next morning. Ayat Leo Shimurim. That is, Leo Shimurim is meant for Sert Mazikim, for Zugois, but not when it comes to this Ruach Ra. Very good, Shaila. So there is a Pesach, the Divri, the same Tzanz of Kloisberger Rebbe that said you have to be very careful. Of, because of the machlas of today can come from eating this thing. He's the one that says that overnight is only called from the beginning of the night till the end of the night. No other place can bring this down. Even Rosh Westam, he didn't know about this. The Maisa, some Sforim bring this down as the Yochid, the Divri Yatziv, that it's got to be from the beginning of the night till the end of the night. Therefore, if you come in the winter night and you make your Thursday night egg, 10 o'clock in the evening, so you've already had 4 hours of the night, you haven't even started to make your egg. So therefore, it's not been over the whole night, from the beginning of the night till the end of the night. It can be worse off. Somebody might get up early to make, when the children are still asleep, they might make the preparation for Shabbos, so they're going to get up 6 o'clock in the morning. So they've got, it can be more machmir. If in the winter, it could be worse. According to other shittas, if you hold even 1 hour in the night, even just before Alois, then if you get up early, 6 o'clock in the morning, and Alois is only 7 o'clock, then it can be stuck. Can be stuck the other way around as well. However, there is Mokum al-Hakil, like we said, if it's not gone through from the beginning of the night till the end of the night, there is Mokum al-Hakil according to Tzanz HaKloisberger Rebbe. Look, the Rebbe Hashem should help. We should all have seichel, not to care about little hafsedim, sakas, chamir, sakantim, and surah, and we should be nitzel from any machlis.